Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court strikes down a Tampa ordinance that banned Christian counseling. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is a great victory, and we're pleased to say that our previous victory in the Otto case in Boca Raton set the precedent for this, that the 11th Circuit had to rule in favor of us because of that earlier victory.
Yeah, the case originally was Otto versus City of Boca Raton and Palm Beach County, Florida, where that county and the city had an ordinance that was virtually identical to Tampa that banned counsel by counselors that are licensed in the state of Florida when their clients wanted counsel to change or overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion.
And you have to remember, these aren't doctors that are coming up with these bans. These are activists that are trying to push the LGBT agenda on these innocent children, trying to push them to puberty blockers, into surgery, to mutilate their bodies for the rest of their lives. They're coming up with these ordinances so that counselors cannot provide talk therapy. You know, you go to a counselor for different issues, marriage or family or whatever. They just talk to you and help guide you to your goal. That's what they're doing with these children that are struggling.
Yeah, I've analogized them to like a GPS. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get into your car, you set the destination.
Right. The car doesn't drive itself.
Right.
You
the car doesn't
it.
Tell
right.
you where you have to go.
Right.
You're the one who sets it. And that GPS then assist you in navigating the traffic. There may be a traffic
right.
jam here, so you want to go over here. You don't want to use toll. You do want to use toll. It helps you reach the destination.
Right. These children come in and they're struggling because these unwanted same-sex attractions or gender confusion or whatever, basically they're being pushed at in these schools primarily. You know, there's some root issue that's going on, probably maybe a family issue or something that's causing them to feel this way. So they go into the counselor to help them deal with that and try to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, the counselor just talks. You know, mm-hmm. the very first time that we had one of these cases was in California. And I remember I was before the judge there. We were challenging the law in California. And the other side would try to make it sound mysterious about what would happen in the counseling room, like you're hitting them with rubber bands or
electric,
a rubber bat, or you're electrifying
them or something,
them,
yeah.
putting electrodes to their head or some other odd situation.
Beating them with a Bible or something, yeah.
Yeah. And she would say, so what happens? I says, they just talk. And it was like she couldn't grasp that. They just talk. Counselors talk to their clients.
Right.
In fact, they listen a lot. The client is there.
A lot. Yeah. If you've ever gone to counseling, they listen
they
to
listen
you a lot.
They listen a lot because
yeah.
they're trying to listen to you. It's not their time to pontificate until it is time to reciprocate.
Right.
So when we talk about talk therapy, that's what it is. You go into a counseling, whether it's on this or some other issue, you sit in the privacy of a room or office, and your counselor there is listening to your concern, whatever it may be.
Okay,
you're there for a reason.
I mean, can you imagine, say you go in for marriage counseling, you're having some issues in a marriage, but the counselor says, I'm sorry, I can't, the government says, I can't talk about marriage. I can't use that word. I can't talk anything about that, but I'm here to help you. It's the same situation with these children. These bans were prohibiting them from talking anything about what they're dealing with.
Or it's even worse. You know, for example, if you go into a counseling office and you are in a situation where you're having marital problems, and the government is telling you, as odd as it sounds, that you cannot counsel that person to stay together.
Right.
That you have to counsel them to leave.
Right.
Well, the person wants to maintain that relationship, doesn't want to leave.
You have to counsel them toward divorce.
But you got to counsel
yeah.
them to divorce.
Right.
And that goes against not only your values, but it goes against the direction of the client. Counsel,
yeah.
client doesn't want to come to you for divorce. Counsel, client could have done that without you.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, yeah.
But here's what the government is doing. They're telling counselors, you can talk about this sexual attraction. You can talk about gender dysphoria or gender confusion, as it is more descriptive to say. You can talk about these same-sex behaviors, but you can only do it from one perspective, and that is that you're in favor of this, that no matter whether the client wants to overcome or stop these unwanted attractions or stop this behavior or wants to be comfortable with the person that he was born as a male, not a female, mm-hmm. or vice versa, that you can't actually help the client reach that objective, that you have to override your client.
That's political censorship.
That is political censorship.
Yeah.
And so, like in the case that you talked about down in South Florida, Boca Raton, Florida, Palm Beach County, how that began is Rand Hawk, who is the president of the Palm Beach Human Rights Organization, which is the pro-LGBTQ organization, he's the one that approached the different governmental entities and encouraged them to pass this ordinance. And he's the one who pushed it. And they both passed it. They got pro-LGBT people elected, and they passed it. So we filed suit. We lost in the lower court. I argued it in 2020. And then we ultimately got a victory at the Court of Appeals at the 11th Circuit. So at the same time, there was another ordinance over in Tampa, Florida, and it was a virtual mirror of the one down in South Florida. In fact, all of these across the country are about the same things. There's very little difference. And consequently, what we filed there was the same type of a lawsuit. The Tampa judge in 2019 issued an order granting our lawsuit and finding that instead of reaching the First Amendment issue, said that the city of Tampa exceeded its authority because regulating counselors is not a local concern, it's a statewide concern. In other words, you can't have a counselor having different rules in one city and in another county or one county to the next. In fact, you might have a counselor with an office in a city that's located in a county and has a branch office outside of the city limits in the same county, but they might have two different rules governing them,
right.
It would be problematic. So you have to have one regulation that's statewide. So he ruled that these local cities, counties, governmental entities had no authority to regulate counseling that was regulated by the state. Therefore, he said he didn't need to reach the First Amendment. We'd actually won on the First Amendment through a recommended magistrate's ruling, but he said he didn't need to reach that. He could reach it and strike it down for other reasons than the First Amendment. So it goes up to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals, however, now that the South Florida case came down, they ruled, well, they both raised the First Amendment, so therefore we win in the Vaso versus City of Tampa. That's a great victory, struck down there as well. But Holly, these bans are in many cities and states. Collectively, they're in about half of the states.
They're harmful.
And they're in a number of little cities or counties. Collectively, nationwide, there's about 80 of these on the books around the
country. And you know, Matt, I want to go back to this 2019, this Tampa judge, because his ruling was so solid and so common sense. He refuted this made-up term that I'm so tired of hearing. It's called conversion therapy. And you've got these activists in the media frequently use that. I mean, we'll get calls for interviews. We want to talk about conversion therapy. I'll say it's a made-up term. There's no such thing.
Counselors never use that
term.
No,
it's not true. And in his order, he stated, broadly stated, the ordinance bars therapy within the city by medical doctors and mental health professionals that seeks to assist a minor patient in a goal to change gender expression or to change sexual orientation attraction. These two subjects are separate and distinct, but related. These cases have generically referred to these two subjects as SOCE, we call it SOGE, or sexual orientation change efforts. The ordinance uses the term conversion therapy. Neither term is entirely accurate.
No, they're made-up terms.
He hit it on the head.
They're pejorative terms that are used for political purposes. And frankly, you know, the government has no business snooping in the counseling session and telling your counselor that you can only give this viewpoint on this subject matter.
That's not what they're trained to do, and that's not what clients pay to get.
Imagine you go in and the counselors are mandated to only give you pro-abortion counseling, not pro-life counseling.
Right, that's free speech.
That's a
censorship.
Violation of free speech, and that's exactly what these ordinances did. We are working to file more suits like this to get one of these cases back up to the U.S. Supreme Court to strike them down across the nation. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. lc.org.